missed anybody, and the one group of our staff that we did miss was our maintenance guys. And these are the unsung heroes of our church. For you ladies that felt it as cold as it was this morning, that it could be in the church building, amen? When everything is working right, the air condition works real good around here, amen? And so if you're one of our maintenance guys, if you'd stand up so I could rectify my mistake. Brother Rodney there in the back, and we have a few other men. They were hesitant to stand up. Amen. Appreciate these guys. And don't clap too much. It'll go to their head, and then we won't be able to use them tomorrow. But I do appreciate them very, very much. These guys are, they stay until it gets done, and we just appreciate all that they do around our ministry. And every one of you, teachers, junior church workers, bus captains, bus workers, choir. I mean, I'm going to miss somebody if I keep listing everybody, but thank you. It takes all that. This ministry doesn't happen just because one person serves here. This happens because the church comes together to fulfill the great commission of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see people saved. Like this morning, we see people baptized, and then they grow thereby. They continue to be taught week after week after week. Some of them still on milk for a long time, but someday maybe getting some meat. Amen. And even in the college and tonight, a part of our ministry, again, I believe personally, I believe is a form of discipleship of the local church is our local college here, the Landmark Baptist College, teaching and growing young people to continue to serve. And they not only get to be taught how to do it in the classroom, but we have a wonderful church that they get to serve in. And one of the things that we get to do, and because of COVID last year and even the year before last, just some of our own busyness in our church, we were not able to get through every one of the students. And I did not want to rob this group of young people of being able to stand up in front of the Landmark Baptist Church and giving their testimony. So it may seem like an eternity ago, but it really wasn't that long ago that we went on Soul Winning Marathon. People were saved, and people's lives were changed, and we were down here at Lake Placid Bethel Baptist Church, not too far south. And again, I had a man stop me today and ask me about baptism, and this man said, I live all the way down in Lake Placid. I said, there's a good church in Lake Placid, amen, that we know about, amen. And it was because a long time ago, a couple of churches got together, banded together, and planted a church there, amen. And I've talked to some folks. If we go back far enough in our history, do you know that this place, it don't seem like it, but some church decided to plant a church in Haines City. And just reading a little bit, my wife mentioned to me today, do you know the two fastest growing places in America today? The number one is Austin, Texas. Number two is Polk County, Florida. All right. And so again, people are coming. And I've seen some of you post some things on the internet that trying to get them to go to Georgia and pretend it's Florida. And tell it, you know, and to stay there and not come as far south, amen. But I don't want to offend anybody, but I think that'll only confuse the folks from New York. Okay, so anyway, we'll just move on from that before we really offend people tonight. But we do have some good college students, faithful young men that sang tonight, but faithful young ladies that serve in our ministry every week. And they have to listen to Dr. Bradley and Dr. Pitts. And so, we really put them through the ringer all week long. And we even made Brother Burt a professor. All right. Because we really wanted them to get the full experience of what Bible college was like. Amen. At Landmark. And so we do have some good college students, and we're going to let them, you guys all know, if you are giving a testimony tonight, if you could make sure that you are on the front row. That way I know once we've gone through, and then once you're done, if you're not already on the front row and you're giving a testimony, go ahead and move. That's all right. You guys are all right. You're sitting in the teen section. Go ahead and find a place on the front way. That way I know when we're done. All right. I'm not looking for you somewhere else. All right. And all right. Well, who's going to kick this off? Is it going to be Brother Rodriguez? Is going to start us off? You go ahead and come to the mic, and I'm going to come down there.
Okay. Well, Soul Winning Marathon was a big blessing for me, and I was able to go with Russell Long. He's over there. And I was able to go with Rachel Lowther and Valerie Betancourt. And it was a huge blessing, not only for the Soul Winning, but also for the room I was in. I was in with about eight other guys or seven other guys, and that was a huge blessing for us. But no, it really was. It really was. But throughout Soul Winning Marathon, we went for, I believe, 4 days. And the first day, I was able to see with Russell, we were able to see a young man saved. And the young man, it was a real blessing to us, and the fact that he really got it, because after he got saved, he asked, he goes, "But what if I sin again?" And it was a real encouragement to me and him to be able to explain to him and go to the Bible and show him that even if you sin again, God says that you're saved always, always saved forever. And it was a good blessing for to see that. And then a couple days later, we were able to, along with the girls, have the opportunity to stop a aunt and a couple of nephews, and they were walking to the store, and just happened that God crossed our paths right at the right time, and we were able to stop them and go through the gospel with them, and three people bowed their head and accepted Christ right there that day, and it was a huge blessing for that. And then I believe on the last day we were able to see another young man who had a lot of knowledge about Christ and had a lot of knowledge about the church, and he knew a couple of things, but he wasn't able to apply it. We were able to help him, explain to him, you know, how he has to accept Jesus as his Savior, and he got saved that day, and it was just a huge blessing. But really one of the biggest blessings for us, and I think those that were in the room would attest to this as well, is the camaraderie that we had. We were able to every night have devotions together, every night pray together. Even on the last night, there was even some tears shed, just different things that some of the young men were going through. And it was just a huge blessing to see how God was working, not only in my heart, but even in the hearts of the young men that were there, because it was just evident how the Holy Spirit was moving in hearts, and God was trying to convict, and God was trying to work, and some people were getting things right. And it was just a huge blessing, not only to see people saved, and of course, that was our main goal as we were out there, but to see people get right with God and get encouraged throughout the whole thing. And in our room, just the camaraderie that we had, and young men, it was just, even on the ride back, we were tired, yes, but it was a huge blessing to see how God is working in the hearts of not just the people that were saved, but in the soul winners as well.
My name is Mark, and I am from Myanmar, which is the future greatest country. The Soul Winning Marathon was really great. One of the greatest part is seeing people get saved. That is really such an important thing, because I truly believe that that is the real key to make America great again. I really believe that there's the key that landmark is great, and I really believe that that's the key that I will make my country great too. The first thing and the best part about Soul Winning Marathon is to get to see people getting saved. I did not get to lead anybody to the Lord, but I did get to talk to people. I have an amazing group, which is Josh and Rose Vaselas, or Grace, I think Rose. And Miriam was my partner too. And the second blessing was to get to hear the preaching from the greatest preacher in the whole world, Pastor Carter. His preaching was amazing. The second night, that really touched my future decision. Thank you, Pastor. And the third blessing, I will say, no electronic was a real blessing for me. The first day was tough to stay away from my phone and everything, but from the second day to the last day, it was such a blessing. I was so stressed about everything going on in my country, but it is such a blessing to hear, you know, no news. No news is good news. So it is really a blessing. Thank you, church, for supporting us in prayer and all the way you support. Thank you, church.
Good evening, church. My name is Josiah Chamberlain, and I'm a freshman at the colleges here. So this was my first Soul Winning Marathon that I went to, and it was just a huge blessing for me. My team was Ayana, Mrs. Whitehead, and then Rashad, and, you know, we had the best team out there. So they were really energetic, and it was really good. And one of the big blessings for me was, well, actually a couple of them, was the first day I was really nervous, and you know how you, I was like, man, we got like 4 days of knocking doors, and I always get really nervous of like who's going to come to the door and things like that. But God just kind of helped me through it. And so the first day we were going up, we only did one street that day. It was a pretty long street, but we were going down, and we stopped at this one house, and Rashad was able to talk to a girl that was out front of the house, and he talked to her, but then like she went inside, she had like a baby that was crying and things like that. So they went inside. Well, there was the girls on our team was at the last house. We couldn't move on because we had to keep an eye on them. So we were just standing there waiting, and Rashad was like talking to me. He was like, "I don't know, Joey, like this door, like there's something about this house, like we need to talk to these people again." So then like a little bit later, this teenager boy came out of the house and he went in and sat down. So me and Rashad were like, "Okay, now's our chance." So we went over and we just sat down with him. And we sat down right at a table and we just started talking to him, and he ended up getting saved that time. And I was like, after we left the house, I was like, "Rashad, like you're right, like something was supposed to happen at this house." And so that was a really good blessing. And even just talking with Rashad, you know, he's a really wise guy, you know, he's a senior in college. So just talking about the Bible from going to house and things like that, it was just a real blessing to me. But then also one of the biggest blessings for me was because recently I just got it sold and I got saved recently, like a week and a half ago. And I was thinking about it. It was actually during the soul winning marathon, during those times when I was leading people to the Lord, that I was thinking to myself, I was like, "Do I actually have this in my heart?" And so it was just a real blessing to me to realize that even back then, that like that was the main time when God first started convicting my heart about being saved. And so I just praise the Lord for that, because I don't know where I'd be like if that wasn't the case, or if it would have been postponed more or anything like that. But it was just a real blessing to me, and I would just like to thank all of you church people, because I know it wouldn't be possible for us to go as a college. And you know, Pastor Parsons is always talking about it, and it's really true that like our college, it's really just a ministry of the church, and I can just see how much the church people are involved in our lives and just what a blessing you guys are to us. So thank you, church.
Good evening, church. I'm Marvin Travis. I'm a freshman at the college. This was my first soul-winning marathon. And I've got to tell you, from start to finish, in fact, my entire experience at the college this year has just been one blessing after another. And several times during those time periods, we get an opportunity to testify, and I'm always thankful, because every chance to testify is a chance to tell how good God has been to me and all the blessings that He's bestowed upon me. And this is certainly no exception. Soul-winning marathon began for me when we started loading the bus up that morning, because anytime I go anywhere or do anything, part of it is the getting there. And I remember we made several stops along the way, and a busload of us unloaded and went into whatever store we was at, and it left an impression with the clerks that were in the store, and they asked us, you know, "What's going on? Who are you people?" And so, of course, when somebody asks me what's going on, I'm always happy to say I'm a member of Landmark Baptist Church, I'm a member of Landmark Baptist College, and we're on a soul-winning marathon. And I got a chance to present the gospel to some of the store clerks in some of the places where we were. And so they were very excited. They thought that was very good. They thought it was very impressive that given the environment that we're in, that a church takes time to go knock on doors and share the love of Jesus Christ. I personally didn't get a chance to lead anybody to the Lord, but I was part of a great team. Jacob was not only on my team, but he was my roommate, and then Jasmine and Gracie. So we had an outstanding team, and everybody that we talked to was a blessing. Some were receptive, some not so much, but nobody turned us away. Nobody was upset the fact that we knocked on their door. We planted some seed. We watered some seed that I'm sure the people that are following up will harvest one day. And so I just praise the Lord for the church, for giving us the opportunity, for praying for us, for helping us financially be able to do these kind of things. Like I said, I'm a freshman. I'm just getting started. So I'm looking forward to next year's soul-winning marathon, wherever that might be, because I'm sure the Lord's going to go ahead and prepare the hearts for the people that we're going to encounter. And He's going to prepare my heart and give me the words to say and the wisdom of things to do. So I just appreciate everybody. Pastor Carter did bring some excellent messages, and so that was a blessing as well. It helped me to grow spiritually as well as the people at the church. So the whole trip was just a blessing, and I look forward to next year. And again, thank you very much, church.
Good evening, church. So I'm Ruth Landman, and this is my second soul winning marathon. And it was very different than what I had expected. I actually got sick on the second day with a sore throat and actually came down with strep throat, which is not a great thing to have during a time when you're trying to talk to people. But God really used that to work in my heart in specific ways. And I got to go out for 2 days, and I was really thankful for that. And we got to see a lot of people, we got to talk to a lot of people. Again, some were not receptive to us, and we actually got called on by the police, and they came, which was a first for me, and I was excited for that. But We got to talk to some really nice people that just wanted to hear what we were talking about, and again, thought it was a really great thing that we traveled from our church to go talk to someone in another area, and it kind of showed how important what we were talking about was and gave us all opportunities to talk to people. Something that, like I said, it was working in my heart. Just, I couldn't go out for 2 days because I was sick. And the last day, I went with Miss Parsons to the church that we were at. And I got to see, like, the behind the scenes, which was really just cool because I've seen the behind the scenes of so much church, but you can't see it all. You can't be a part of every ministry. But I got to see Miss Parsons just, she wasn't out sewing, but she was doing the pastor's wife responsibility, and she was writing down a lot of the cards that we got of who got saved and who wanted to come to church and everything. And then the pastor's wife there was cooking, and there were also people from the church there preparing for different things. And it impressed upon me that maybe I couldn't go out because I was sick, but you can always do something at the church. And I know, you know, we talk about prayer, and we could just sit there and pray for the ones going out, and that really supports them. And I want to thank you for supporting us through your prayers and just for allowing us to take the pastor away from the church. And I know a lot of other leaders that play a big role, but thank you so much because it really invested in us just being able to talk to other people and give them the gospel. But God really works on our hearts during that time and teaches us things that we need to do. So thank you very much.
Hello, church. My name is Ayana, and I'm from Floral City. Sony Marathon was just great. I got to experience so many great blessings. One of them was definitely the food. It was way better than ramen noodles, by the way. And I got to lead 4 precious souls to the Lord. And our team as a whole won 8. And it was just amazing. And we had great fellowship. And the preaching allowed me to give up something I had been worrying about all year. And the prayer was answered a week after Soul New Marathon. So praise the Lord for that. And thank you so much for your prayers.
Good evening, church. My name is Melanie White, and I'm from Delaware. And this is my freshman year, so it was my first time going on Soul New Marathon. But it was a real blessing to me. I had Kim as my partner, and I had Joseph Tong and Levi. And it was really encouraging because every night before we went out, me and Kim were able to just take some time and pray that, you know, God would lead someone in our way. And I wasn't able to lead someone personally to the Lord during Soul Winning Marathon, but one of the things that stuck out with me was when we were out one day, I started going through the gospel with this guy, and he just wanted to argue, saying he couldn't know for sure. And so one of the things that encouraged me is that I was able to use something Dr. Bradley taught us in a personal evangelism class and teach him and just plant the seed. So thank you, church.
Hi, my name's Michaela, and I'm from the place that Pastor Parson calls Paradise, the Eastern Shore of Maryland. But it was a great week on Soul Winning Marathon. This was my second year, and it was good because we were able to be able to talk to a lot of people, because last year we weren't really able to do that with COVID, but it was nice being able to talk to a lot of people. And we actually talked to a lot of people who had a good testimony of being saved. And then another thing is, if you guys remember, my partner was Caitlin, and she talked about how we had a snake. We went into this enclosed porch. It was completely closed in, and there was a snake in it. But the thing was, is you know how there's screen doors, and they normally, like, slam shut behind you? The blessing out of this was the screen door actually didn't shut, like, at all. So when we walked in, the door actually stayed open. So when we were running for our lives, we were able to just go out without having to worry about the door. So thank y'all for all y'all's prayers.
Hello, church. My name is Rachel Nelson. I'm from Pennsylvania, and I'm a sophomore at Landmark Baptist College, so this is my second Soul Winning Marathon. And last year, with COVID and everything, we weren't able to go out as much, so it was a blessing to be able to go out this year. My Soul Winning partner was Cheyenne, and I didn't really know Cheyenne before, so it was good getting to know her, and she's pretty cool, and we both have, like, this mischievous streak in us, so it was a lot of fun being with her. And But one of the biggest blessings was for me was at night, I was with in a room with Cheyenne, Mrs. Whitehead, and Ayana. And even though, like, you know, it was a long day, it was really hot, and we were really, like, tired at the end of the day, every night, you know, we would just have, like, a lot of fun laughing, and it really refreshed my spirit. And so I just want to thank you all for all your prayers.
Well, hello. My name is Jasmine. I'm a junior this year, so this is my third year. I was able to go with Grace Rosellas and also Gracie Parsons. So that was a lot of fun. And my first year, actually, I was able to go with both their moms. So it was kind of neat being able to go with their moms the first year, and now it's my third year, I was able to go with their daughters. That was definitely neat. But it was just a huge blessing for me. One of the things especially was because usually we're in a hotel, so we're all kind of separated, even though we're in the same building. But this building was like a house, so it was like we're all a big family, so we're able to have devotions right where we were, like kind of in the living room area. So it was really nice, just that aspect of it. And also, Gracie Parsons is actually a blessing to me. She's a spitfire and little go-getter, and she was encouraging me to keep on, and she made a goal to try and get 3 people saved throughout the week, and we were able to do that. The last house, actually, and the last street we knocked, we were able to lead the 3rd person, so that was just a blessing. And thank you for all your prayers.
Okay. I'm a little taller than most people. I'm not Aaron. I'm Ryan Sigmund. I'm not the fiancé to Susie. I'm the fiancé to Jasmine. So, soul winning marathon this when we went, it was a huge blessing to me. I was able to lead 4 people to the Lord while I was out, and then something unexpected happened when I was with Josiah Vercellus. It was they called me an honorary Vercellus for that week because I was with Josiah, Miss Heather Vercellus, and Elijah Vercellus. So I had the Vercellus surrounding me. And while we were and while we were out, the first day, I had Josiah knock on a door, but he was a little shy. I don't know how old he is. 7. How old is he? 10. 10. Knee-high's raising up 10. I don't know, but. He was shy and nervous. He like froze when somebody opened the door on the first day. So I just knocked the whole first day. And then the second day we went out and there was a veteran that we talked to. And after I was done talking to him, he just turns around and says, "Thank you for your service. No problem at all." And I was able to show him that it's just that easy, just to witness and invite the people. And the next door he knocked, he was able to talk to them. And it was just a blessing to me to be able to help him be able to talk to people, invite people to church, and see that he could do that. And also, as we were going down the roads, we were always singing some song, me and him. We sung Victory in Jesus, and we made up a 4th verse for it. I don't remember how it goes, and you probably don't want me to sing it, but it was... It was a huge blessing being with them, just out throughout the week. And then in our room every night, I was in Raymond's room with him. It was me, him, Dylan, Aiden, Rashad, and Josiah Chamberlain. And every night we did devotions till past midnight. And sometimes we regretted it because Steve got up early the next morning yelling, "Wakey, wakey." But it was a huge blessing that being able to share what we read about, because each day we went through the day of the proverb it was, and we all chose a sentence or all chose a verse to give our devotion on, and it was a huge blessing to be able to share that with everybody. And thank y'all for praying for us.
Good evening, church. My name is Ben Parsons. I'm a freshman this year. And no, it was not my first running marathon. I had the privilege of going. This is actually my fourth. It was a lot of fun. This year was definitely unique because the way we stayed in the house and everything on like a campus type thing. It was a lot of fun. My partner was actually Steve. That was very, very interesting. I got to know Steve a lot more than I usually did. We talked and stuff. We talked about different things, spiritual things, of what he's going to be doing after his ministry because he's a senior this year when he goes out and back to Africa to work there. But it was a lot of fun. The place that we went, there was a lot of... It was a very hard place to soul win. We didn't get to lead anybody personally. We planted a lot of seeds. But there was this one house. I think Steve talked on it last time he came up here, but I'm going to say it again. So we had like... It was almost like one of the ladies in the church, her grandson, he hadn't came in a long time, and she wanted us to go. It was almost like a follow-up. And so we went, and my mom gave me and Steve the card, and as we pulled up, we got out of the van, and we heard yelling, and we had no idea what was going on. And so we get out of the van, we go walking up there, and him and his girlfriend are just yelling at each other. And me and Steve just look at each other like, what is going on in here? Like, and I was trying to talk Steve to go into the next house and come back, but he didn't want to. So we go up there, and the guy is like hunched over, and we have no idea what's going on. And then he just yells at us to go away. So then we start walking away, and me and Steve are just like, oh man, what's happening here? And then he sits in a chair, and he looks at us, and he's like, wait, where are you guys from? And we just stop and turn back around, and we tell him we're from the church, from Bethel Baptist. And he just opened up suddenly out of nowhere. He was just super mad, and then he just opened up. And he let us come in and talk to him. He was, like, in the garage, and he was telling us he was crying in pain, and we talked to him for a while. Evidently, he had just been, like, hurt, and he, like, had fractured a few bones in his back, and he had been really hurting. And we were able to pray with him and had his girlfriend come out, and they worked everything out. And he actually came the next Wednesday night, and we got to see him, and he talked to his grandmother. And it was really good just to see him. He was already saved, but we were trying to get him back into church and stuff. But overall, it was just a really good soul winning marathon. And another incident we had, we went up to the door, me and Steve, and the guy kind of like peeked out, and he saw Steve, and he ran back inside really fast and closed the door. And I was like, what was that, Steve? And then, so then we kind of like knocked again, and he came back out, and he had a pistol in his pants when he came back out. And we just slowly stepped back, and then the guy's like, where are you guys from? He said, Bethel Baptist. And the guy's like, oh, okay. I thought you guys were somebody else. And I was like, who else would be coming up here? Like, I was like, man. And so we got to witness to him, but he wasn't very open. But it was just a really good week. Like I said, it was a very hard place to try to soul win in, but overall it was a lot of fun. Thank you for your support and letting us go. It was a lot of fun, and thank you.
Hello, church. My name is Russell. This is my third soul winning marathon. I'm the other twin, in case y'all don't know. But I just want to start off and say that God is good. I got to go to soul winning marathon again for the third time, and I didn't personally get to lead anybody to the Lord, but between Raymond and I and my other teammates and everything, we got to see, I think, four or five souls saved and everything. But it was all great. We had a great time. We got to fellowship and just had a great time to see God work. God's still working. People are still getting saved. People were getting saved then. People are still getting saved now, and people will still be getting saved. The Bible says that go ye into all the world and preach the gospel everywhere. So we got to still keep going out preaching. And if we're Haines City, people are still getting saved. So I just want to thank y'all for all y'all's support and financially and everything, and just all y'all's prayers. Prayers is one of the major things, and just want to thank y'all for it.
Good evening, church. My name is Caleb Parsons, also known as Bud Holly. it was a great week at Soul Winning Marathon. I just want to thank the church for allowing us to go. My soul winning partner was Alan Lehman, by the way, happy birthday. And I just once again thank the church that we were able to go. And not many churches take a week out of their year and just take a whole week just to go soul winning. And I just want to thank once again for that. And an interesting story. We had Caitlin and Michaela, as I said, with the whole snake. That was quite funny. But I just, once again, also the college students for allowing us to go. And I'm a senior in high school, and this is actually, I think, my fourth soul winning marathon I've been on. But it was just a great time. Yeah, thank you, church.
just don't want to go last. Well, I am the, my name is Daniel Bancor. I'm part of that big family over there. I am the oldest of the 12. And like I said, my name is Daniel Bancor. We had a good time in Solony Marathon. My partner was my dad and Cheyenne and Rachel Nelson. And we just had a really good time just making jokes and, you know, having a good time. But when it came down to soul winning, we just had a good experience. My room was just me, Caleb, and my dad, was just a huge blessing. And me and my dad, we saw three people, yeah, were led to the Lord. My dad led one. He was Hispanic. She had eight children, I think. Eight, and my dad led her to the Lord. She was Hispanic. And I led two, but the most, let's just see, the most actually touched my heart was that there was this one man that we knocked on a door, and I was like, okay, no one was answering. So we just started walking, we're going down the stairs, and then the guy opened the door. He's like, hey. We're like, hey, what's up? My name is Daniel Betancourt, and this is my dad. And he was like, yeah, we're from Bethel Baptist Church, and we're just here inviting people to go to church. So then my dad just started looking at me. He's like, go through the plan of salvation. I'm like, okay. So we went through the whole plan of salvation. I'm like, hey, if you were to die right now, are you 100% sure you go to heaven? And like 30 seconds of just awkward silence. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. He's like, I was just sitting at my table drinking my coffee thinking about that. And I was just like, wow. I'm like, this is what a coincidence that God just sent me at the perfect time that he was thinking about that. He's like, I don't know. I was thinking, what if I died right now? Would I go to purgatory or where would I go? And he was like, I was just thinking that when you guys knocked on my door. And I was like, well, he got saved at the end of the whole plan of salvation. So he got saved. And we didn't see him going to church, but we got a lot of people that said they were going to come to church. So thank you, church, for sending us. And thank you very much.
Well, I'm last. Hi, my name is Vanessa. This is my second year coming. I'm very glad that I'm very glad that you guys let us go over there. I got to lead one. I think her name was Jessica, and I was with Hannah Hutchinson. And that was fun, I guess. Yeah, it was fun. I was happy that I got to be with her. Like I said, I got to lead one, and she got to lead her daughter. And I was getting really frustrated because, like, Brother Parsons, like, I felt like the roads were eternity and never end. And it was steaming hot, and I was glad that it was still worth it, me leading one. And when instead of her crying, I felt like I was going to cry because that was, like, it was a purpose for us to, like, lead someone and like, me getting pumped up more and having that person get saved, like, it pumped me up more. And just, like, I was about to cry. I was going to turn around, but I was like, I'm a big girl. I'll shake it off. It's fine. And I'm glad. Thank you for the preaching from Pastor Carter. And I was happy that we all got to go to Solony Marathon. And thank you.
It's been so long now I'll remind you that there were 50 souls saved down there. And many of those visited the church and were able to be there, and have had many others visit. And again, like we were talking about, 12 to 13 people attending before we went, and then on Easter they had about 40 souls that were inside the building, amen, and at church. And so again, it makes a difference going out and knocking doors, and when God's people pray, it changes lives. And that's why we continue to do what we do, right? Right, church? Amen. Well, I want to do this. We're going to ask Brother Burt to come, and well, I don't know what was said tonight that may have touched your heart, but let's stand together, church, and bow our heads and close our eyes. And maybe you came in tonight and you were not sure that you're on your way to heaven. These folks have talked about telling someone else about the Savior. And tonight, all you need to do is put your faith and trust in him and his finished work of Calvary to be saved. And as the music plays, if you'll just step out and make your way down the aisle, I'll take the Bible this evening and show you how you can be saved. We'd love to do that. If you'd come out, Brother Burt, if you would sing.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. Jesus, I surrender humbly at his feet. I bow, worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender.
Tonight, church, folks have come and folks have been being saved and following the Lord in believer's baptism. Maybe you're somebody that's been saved, but you've never been baptized, never joined the local church. Well, we have opportunity tonight for you to walk an aisle and just say, I've accepted Christ. Tell the church and let the church see you be baptized and join the church tonight. We'd love to see you do that. We'll give you opportunity tonight. But more than that, church, I know this. There are folks in the building. I don't know what God's laid upon your heart, but I know this. As I pastor, the longer I've pastored here, the more I realize people all in this building are going through different things tonight. They're broken in ways that I can't explain and wouldn't want to tell you, but you know you've been through highs and lows in this life. And maybe tonight, during the next verse, you want to just keep your head bowed or you want to come and pray for somebody in the church that you know is broken. You know is hurting. You know is in pain. And if you need to be baptized, maybe you could come and let us vote on you tonight.
All to Jesus I surrender. Make me Savior, wholly thine. May thy Holy Spirit fill me. May I know thy power divine. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Amen. You may be seated. We have something to share with you.